Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Alright guys, we are here today and I'm going to jump right into it. I do want to give a couple house cleaning notes. I want to give a big shout out to Darren and Tony for my artwork. I want to give a huge shout out to Todd Midget for producing the podcast and just my entire team for always being behind me 100%. So that's a big thank you. Moving in. So trust. What is trust? Well, about 4 years ago, I was talking to my father-in-law. This is before he was my father-in-law. And we were talking about relationships, I believe, at the time. And he was telling me that trust is consistency over time. So if you're consistently over time doing something, you can trust that the outcome of what you're doing or the outcome of the things that you're doing as a combination, you can trust that that's going to happen. So you can trust that when you push a button to an elevator, that the elevator, once the button lights up, the elevator is going to eventually come up and the door is going to open. You can trust that for the most part, you can trust that if you're walking down the streets in New York City, that if someone's walking towards you and they're not looking at their phone, that one of you guys are going to move to the right so that the other person can pass. You can trust that. Let me give you one more example. You can trust that if you study really hard for something, or you can trust that if you put a lot of effort into your work, that if you actually put the effort there, you can trust that you're going to pass the test, or you're going to get something, a project done, and it's going to be great, and it's going to get amazing reviews, and it's going to be a really good job well done. But how do we turn these things into ourselves? Meaning, how do we trust ourselves? Now, a lot of people out there might be thinking like, of course I trust myself. This is, you know, very simple. I don't need to know how to do this. But I think there always comes a time where we need to learn to trust who we are and trust that what we have to offer this world and this life is something. And not that it's just something, but it's something amazing. So here we go. I want you to ask yourself this question. Do I trust myself? Second question to go along with that is, do I trust myself most of the time? Do I trust myself 100% of the time? Do I trust myself 50% of the time? Or how often do you trust yourself? Does trust happen with different things? Does trust happen, like, do you say, I'm really good at my job, so I trust that I'm going to do a good job? Or I trust my relationship. I know that I'm doing what I can in my relationship to get and make a positive outcome. So these are all things like, do you trust yourself? Believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there that do not really trust that who they are and what they're doing. Not only is that it's worth significance, but that it's actually amazing and they actually have the power within them to make things happen. I'm going to get to weight loss here first, just because I know a lot of people have done my workout programs and I know you are thinking, like, you know, do I trust myself? Do I trust myself? Well, I'm going to relate it to fitness and working out. I'm going to tell you a little story first, because most of you guys know I love my stories. So I was playing tennis with a good friend yesterday, and we were playing a singles match. Now, most of the time we play a doubles match where there's four people on the court, and you got two people on each side. So you don't have to cover the entire court. You just have to cover your side of the court or the front and back of the court. Also, it was, you know, someone told me that tennis really is a three-yard game. So if you just draw a circumference around you, like a circle around you, the diameter or spatial value of when you're playing, you only have to worry about 3 yards front, back, side to side. Now, when you're playing a singles match, it's the same thing. However, you don't have the other person next to you to catch up your slack. And so we have to now try to go into our head, this tennis match is representing our life, because we are in control of everything that's happening on our side of the court. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Bringing it to real life, you're in control of everything that happens in your life. I don't care what it is. Yes, there are things where people do things bad to you, and you know, you might be walking down the street and someone comes up behind you and knocks you out without you knowing. That, you can say, I can say, yeah, you're not really in control of that. However, you chose the path to walk down that street. Now, bear with me here. So I'm playing this tennis match, and you know, we start out the first couple games, and it was like we were just kind of warming up our single strategies, and the game was going advantage and deuce. And for those of you who don't know tennis, it was basically going back and forth. We would get a tie, one person would get 1 point ahead, but you have to win by 2 points. And then I was like, oh, I actually know how to win this game, just because I was watching my friend move around the court. And so for me, I was just like, I'm just going to hit the ball where they're not. You know, I'm just, usually with tennis, sometimes you play this chess game of going across court and you can trust that the ball is going to come back. But this time I wanted to try something different. I was hitting the ball where they weren't. And the reason why I did that is because I realized they wouldn't be powerful enough or fast enough to actually get to the ball. Not saying that they aren't athletic, because they're ridiculously athletic. But the way I was hitting the ball, I was like, I can either tire them out or I was just going to make them move their feet more. So we did this whole, we played a set of tennis and I won. And so we came to the net, and then, you know, we kind of had a conversation, and I told this person, I was like, oh my goodness, you are ridiculously athletic. You are, I can just look at their body and see that they're made from basically power. You know, there's some people who are long and lean and some people who aren't super tall, but you can just tell that they're stacked with power by looking at their shoulders and their legs. And so I was like, you know, I really want you to consider trying to do, I say one of my fitness programs, but really in reality, you guys know, I think you should do any fitness program. So for the next 5 minutes, we were talking at the net. It was really, as I started to dive into trying to motivate this person to start working out. And I was coming up with different options. I was like, you know, there's, you know, I could somehow get it on your computer. There's Beachbody On Demand. There's 25-minute workouts. There's 30-minute workouts. There was always, and my friend always was like, yes, I really want to do this. I want to do this. But there was always a barrier of some sort getting in her way. And so it dawned on me to say, or to let, not really say to her, but it just dawned on me in general that the reason why a lot of people don't trust themselves is because they are their own barrier. A lot of people think that trusting something and the barriers happen from outside sources, when most of the time the barrier is you. You are a lot of times your own barrier, and you have to be able to know when to break down yourself so that you can trust yourself and move forward and move ahead. If you're out there and you're like, I don't want to work out because I get it all the time. What do I do to work out? And I answer the question, but you have an excuse for the answer and the motivation that I'm giving you, then the only thing I can take from this interaction is that you don't trust that you can do this. It really, 100% of the time, I believe 100% of the time, is the barrier between success and failure. And that is your trust in yourself and just knowing that you have the power and you are capable of moving forward. You're capable of living life and you're capable of doing that thing consistently over time so that you can actually trust who you are. Now, we can take it outside of work. We can take it to relationships. We can take it to, again, we can take it to work. We can just take it to the just the general belief in yourself for confidence. But you have to actually go and believe, and you have to actually have to go and you have to trust who you are. Now, I get a little really passionate about this, I'll say, because the reason why I do what I do here at Sean T Fitness, and why you guys, a lot of you out there, have my t-shirts that say trust and believe, is because I really trust in the power of the human. I just do. I look at someone and, you know, you can call it judgmental if you want, but for me, it's a positive judgment. I look at people and I'm like, when people tell me they can't dance, I'm like, yes, you can. Because every day you dance, you just don't have a beat to dance with. Or when people tell me I can't do that or that's too hard, I'm like, you absolutely can do that. And, you know, a lot of people shut themselves down before they even attempt to try and do something. And I'm just telling you, like, right now, stop saying you can't do it. Stop being your own barrier. Stop getting in your own way. And I say this with passion and love. I say it with excitement and frustration. But the reason why I know is because I know. Because I experienced it before. I've been there before. For me, it could, you know, again, just starting from when I was a kid. And you guys, a lot of you out there know this just from my molestation story. It's like, I could have been like, no, this happened to me. And from that point forward, I could have always gotten in my own way. But instead, I was like, I need to define who I am. I have to find a newfound trust in who I am. And I have to move forward regardless of the barriers that are in my way. Because once something happens to you and there's no outside source being a culprit for being a part of that barrier, the only barrier becomes you. And you don't need to be your own barrier. You have to find consistency in your life, consistency in your mind, consistency in your relationship, consistency in your job, consistency in your fitness, so that you can trust that the outcome of what you want is going to be there. When we talk about outcome, one of the other things is, I don't know if anybody does this, and I'm going to give you a little insight into the Sean T brain. Sometimes I think something's going to happen, or whenever I think something's going to happen, just something totally random happens. And Like if I'm watching a game, or I play a lot of sports and watch a lot of sports, obviously, and I feel like if I'm watching football and, you know, it's not like the end of the game, but if I'm just watching, it's in the middle of the game and, you know, no one's rushing like they do at the end of the game. And if they're like, if the quarterback is going to throw a pass, I envision what I think is going to happen, and it never, ever, ever happens. And then the next play, I try to envision what's going to happen, and then it never, ever, ever happens. But my whole goal is that I want this team to win. But I have to realize that I can't predict the future. I can only predict what I'm doing in the present time. So a lot of times when people don't feel like they trust themselves, it's because they're already predicting that something isn't going to turn out the way they want it to turn out. You have to think positive. You have to constantly look forward, because sometimes it doesn't happen the way you want it. Sometimes it happens in a better way. I'll give you a quick for instance. If you're studying so hard to pass a test or whatever, you might get a B on that test, but there was something in that book that you had never ever known about, and then it was a science class, but then you become interested in math because you had to do something that was sort of a math equation within your studies. That's a very general and elementary analogy. However, you get my point. If you work really, really hard at something, if you are consistently doing something so that you can trust yourself, that means you are consistently giving it 100% of your life, so that everything that you learn during this process becomes unbelievably amazing. And then you have other things and other goals and other things you become interested in that you can actually reach for. Don't let yourself be a barrier. And my whole point to that is you have to have consistency to trust who you are, because it's not just about the goal, it's about the things that you interact with while you're going after that goal. And if you give it 100%, and if you change your mindset to trust who you are, believe that you trust that you are worth something, the things that you encounter along the way are going to be added bonuses to your life. Not only will you hit the lottery, you hit the Mega Millions from trusting yourself, but you will find other fruits that you will be able to attach to and know that this is one more avenue that you can grab a hold of so that you can continue to trust yourself. When we come back, we are going to talk about belief and believing in who you are. This is Trust and Believe with Sean T. I'll be right back.
Sean T's Trust and Believe. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, most of the time in the beginning of the year, people are purely focused on fitness. They're focused on losing weight, but I'm not, because I know you already have that. I know you know what to do. What I'm focused on is what's happening in your mind and how your mind is going to create the powers that you need to actually sustain the results that you have, not just in your body, but in your life as a whole. So if you have New Year's resolutions that involve weight loss or getting a better job or spending money the right way and saving it, or maybe you just want to make your relationship better, Sean T. Transformed America Tour is coming to a city near you. It is an interactive experience like no other event that you have ever been to, that's going to push you outside of your comfort zone so that you really can live your best life. It'll start with you interacting with yourself, interacting with other people, and eventually I'm going to challenge and charge you to push yourself so hard that transformation becomes sustainable. So join me on the Sean T. Transforms America Tour, where we are going to laugh, cry, and we're going to celebrate how we can make it, not just to the end, but we can sustain results forever. Go to SeanTTransformsAmerica.com for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now back to Shanti's Trust and Believe.
So we've been talking about trust. The next word I'm going to talk about is believe, and the belief that you have the power. And these two words, trust and believe, go hand in hand. Oh my goodness. When I first heard trust and believe, when I first heard someone put that together, I was just like, oh my goodness. Like, for some reason, for me, it was like a compound empowerment, because, you know, to trust and believe is actually very close, two very close words. If you trust yourself, you have to trust. We talked about trust, and now you have to believe that something's going to happen. And I actually believe that most people think trust is the hardest, but trust can be proven. But belief is internal. It comes from your soul. It comes from the core of who you are. It comes from that place in your life, or in your body, or in your story, or in your walk in this world, that it is in your gut. You have to believe that something's going to happen. See, consistency over time is trust. So if you feel like, if I'm walking down the street, I'm going to get from point A to point B. But the belief sometimes is not moving. It's just an internal feeling that you have to say, I actually have to believe in myself. And so I start this segment with the question, do you believe in who you are? I stand up there on stage sometimes and I see you guys working out, and I'm just like, just the fact that you can move like that, just the fact that you have the power to actually put your body through this workout, whether it's dancing, whether it's push-ups, I'm like, oh my God, I believe. Like, if you just can do that one thing, I believe you can always compound off of that one thing. Here's a very bad analogy I'm going to give you, but I'm going to give it to you because you may have heard it before. In high school, you hear a lot of times growing up, like, parents don't want you to smoke cigarettes or smoke weed, and they call marijuana the gateway drug. And they're like, when you smoke marijuana, like, that's the gateway drug to doing cocaine, and then you do cocaine, and then you do crack, and then you go from crack to acid and heroin. I know this is like, sounds really, really bad and crazy, but the gateway drug is the marijuana. The gateway drug for belief is trust. Once you start to learn to trust yourself, the belief system happens simply because you are constantly doing something to actually believe you're trusting yourself. So now you're doing something that you can actually believe that you can do it. Having constant success with something is the tool for you to believe. Having constant success with anything, with something, is the tool for you to believe. And the reason that the way you have constant success is you have to constantly do, and you have to be consistent over time so that you can trust it, and eventually you can believe in yourself. Now, quick side note, I'm on my bed. My recorder is on my bed and my knees are on the floor, and so I had to move around a little bit to get comfortable if you just heard a big old slide. All right. Y'all know me. Sometimes I just tell you what's going on, even though you don't really need to know what's going on. But anyway, back to the subject at hand, which is belief. You just have to, like, that if you just constantly are doing something that's going to help you believe that you can do it. This is, like, to me, one of the most amazing things. And this is why when I'm looking out into that crowd, I'm like, if you can do this 30 minutes of working out, I know for a fact that you can finish 60 days of something. And then beyond that, I know if you have the capability of doing this, then I definitely know that you have the power to make this a lifelong transition and a lifestyle change. And a lot of times I push this toward health. I really do. I push this toward health and fitness, obviously, because that's my quote unquote wheelhouse. But you can take any of this and use it to any aspect of your life. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe you are powerful enough. You have to believe you are worthy enough of what can happen for your life. To trust and believe in who you are takes work. It takes time. It takes power. It takes energy. And it takes focus. But more importantly, it takes that internal excitement that you know that if you do something, then the things that you want to happen will happen and more. So ladies and gentlemen, please trust and believe and believe and believe in who you are, because when you do, the benefits that you will reap from this process will be unbelievably amazing. I want to talk about a little story of trusting and believing. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the podcast Serial Dynasty, but I met a friend on there, the voice of the podcast, if you will. His name is Bob Ruff, and he's this like awesome guy. And so I started listening to this podcast because I was a huge fan of Serial, and then I was a huge fan of Undisclosed. I've always wanted to go into law, so this is like a great way for me to learn about the law and to actually kind of quote-unquote be on the case at the same time. So I was listening to Serial Dynasty, and then, you know, I did some tweeting, and I actually got a tweet back and started to conversate with Bob. And Bob eventually asked if Shanti Fitness could sponsor his podcast. And because, you know, I love his voice, I love his work, he's a fireman, I love what he does, I was like, absolutely, like, this would be great. And what I loved about it was his wife has done Shanti programs forever. She's done Insanity Max 30 and T25, and I'm not sure if she's doing size now. But what was really amazing at the beginning of this journey is I don't even think Bob, outside of his wife doing my workouts, I don't even think he knew who Shanti was. Like, it was kind of funny, which I love when someone gets introduced to the Shanti way of life for the first time. But the reason why I'm telling this story is because it was kind of the first time outside of a test group where I could watch someone work out to T25 at home and just see how he's getting these results. And so he's been doing it for, I think he finished the alpha round and he lost 17 pounds. He's into his beta round. But what's really cool is that he was doing this program. He was doing T25, and then 1 week he didn't lose weight. And then so we actually had a chance to talk on the phone. And he was like, you know, I'm not losing weight. You know, I lost inches this week. And then he was like, you know, I didn't actually weigh myself again, you know. And what I sense a little bit what happens with a lot of people is like, if you don't see that scale going down, there's a lot of frustration that sets in. You're like, the scale's not going down, this isn't working, like, I'm not sure how I'm actually going to be able to do this, and then am I wasting my time? But one thing that I love that Bob did is he stayed consistent, he stayed on it, and I told him, I was like, you have to just keep doing it. If you keep doing it, your body's going to catch it, and you're going to continue to lose the weight, and you're going to continue to get results. And I know that happens to a lot of people out there. You hit these plateaus, and I've talked before about how plateaus are, it's the new flat land, man. It's the way to balance your life. It's the way to reinvent your life, because you've been doing something the same way for so long. Now it's your time to say, hey, I'm going to actually take this and I'm going to introduce something new. But my whole point is, never give up on a trust and belief that you have in yourself, because if you give up in this trust and belief, then you have to start. You have to keep going back. Just so you know, that was my alarm to wake up in the morning, but I woke up before my alarm. Dig deeper, people.
Hold up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You can take it, you can make it, dig deeper, come on y'all, trust and believe with Shanti.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, I sound redundant, but I do want to end with this. Life, ladies and gentlemen, it isn't an easy journey. It just isn't an easy journey. But when you roll into the carnival, anything can happen. You see monkeys, you see two-headed people, you see rides, you see food, you see good food, you see bad food, you hear babies crying, you see kids running, you see parents spanking their kids for doing something wrong. And how do you go into this carnival of life and continue to trust and believe? Because in life, you have people, you have things, you have situations, you have self, you have health, you have happiness, you have all of these things in life, and it's just like the carnival. You have to go in and visualize and see, how am I going to maneuver my way through this chaos while still trusting and believing in who I am and knowing that I have the power to do whatever I want to do. The lesson here is that it all starts with you. It all starts with you. Don't be your own barrier before you get to the finish line. Don't be your own hurdle before you get to the finish line. Because other hurdles are already there. There are other hurdles that's already in the way that you're going to have to jump. But if you find the power to be explosive and propel yourself forward within, and you have that belief system from within, because you are now trusting yourself, because you are consistently working hard to develop a better you, then you will be able to break down those internal barriers and definitely be able to attack the outer barriers. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. What happens when you have other barriers in your life? Because if we attack the trust and belief system, and we have that within ourselves, how are we then going to work with the hurdles and barriers that come from outside sources? That's going to be next week. But for now, your homework is to ask yourself, do I trust myself? What am I doing consistently over time so that I can continue to be who I am and continue to find out more about who I am? And then, do I believe in myself? Am I doing enough on the trust side so that I can look internally to the core of who I am and just know when I open my eyes in the morning that I believe that today is going to be amazing. I believe that things are going to happen in my favor, and I believe that I'm going to learn something about me so that I can get to the finish line. And if you know me, I always say there is no such thing as a finish line, and you always got to go 10 meters past the finish line. So take that how you may and have an amazing day. My name is Sean T. Peace out.
There's no way I could do this podcast on my own, so I want to give a huge shout out to my producer, Todd Midget. You can find him at NC Fit Club for just being amazing and internalizing the message so you guys could really enjoy the podcast. My next big thank you goes to Michael McBride. He and his amazing team, Kenesha Holiday and Gabriel Mudd, really helped bring the Trust and Believe song to life. So thank you so much. And thank you everyone out there for tuning in every week so you can continue to trust and believe in who you are. And last but not least, whenever you feel down or whenever you're celebrating something amazing, remember, I'm your biggest fan.